The warm air, the sounds of baseball, it's got you thinking about hitting the road. And no matter where your adventures take you, Subaru of Gwinnett has a vehicle to get you there safely and in style. Like the 2024 Subaru Outback, sporting standard symmetrical all-wheel drive and up to 32 miles per gallon. Or the 2024 Subaru Forester, the SUV with a spacious and comfortable interior for everyone you want to bring along. Start your shopping online at SubaruofGwinnett.com, then come see us for a test drive on Satellite Boulevard in Duluth.
The Braves Radio Network channel on the Podcast Park is brought to you by Truist Bank. When you start with care, you get a different kind of bank.
Back with you for a Monday morning. It is Pregame Daily with Kevin and Chris here on the Braves Radio Network. Looking back on a very successful weekend for the Braves in Miami, they come from behind with three in the ninth and break out the brooms, completing a sweep of the Marlins. Chris, they wrap up a 7-4 road trip. And as I said earlier this morning, I know it didn't start out great in New York last weekend, but 7-4 on the road is still 7-4, and you'll take that any way you can get it. So hopefully a little bit of momentum coming home for what should be a very, very important and very fun homestand with the Mets coming in for four starting tonight, and then, of course, the Astros over the weekend. So we'll see if it carries over, but certainly a good weekend, a productive weekend for a number of different guys in Miami this past last 4 days.
Yeah, you had an opportunity to either do more damage or control the damage. They control the damage. You know, the Mets are obviously a really good baseball team. You're 35 games over 500, and they're doing things they haven't really done in a while, which is carry a lead, hold it, carry it, build it back up. So, you know, we get the version of them that we'll see the best of their rotation at the back end. I don't want to say that winning Monday and Tuesday is, you know, make sure you do that because you don't know how things are going to go. But it's not going to get any easier on Wednesday and Thursday. Those conversations will be had as we move along in the next couple of days. I think the thing for me with the Braves is, I don't want to go too crazy, but this was like playing that at a conference game. If you're a really big time football program, and then you have a homecoming game, and here comes, you know, directional U. That's sort of what Florida is right now. Now, look, they had every chance to win that baseball game yesterday. A couple of these games were certainly hanging in the balance at certain points. But you did something. You proved to be the better baseball team. You had better players at certain points. And the other thing that really stands out is think about the contributions from guys who weren't supposed to be up here. Like, literally not even supposed to be playing baseball for the Atlanta Braves. They're supposed to be in the minor leagues. It's Mueller, Elder, Grissom, Harris, and I don't think I'm missing anybody at that point. Well, the exiled Ian Anderson comes up big as well, but it's four guys that you didn't even expect to be wearing a uniform this year, helping you get ready for the Mets series in a position where it's not worse. You actually maintained.
Exactly right. And I was really, really encouraged by the pitching, especially from Bryce Elder yesterday. I mean, again, I know it's the Marlins. I know it's not a great team. I know it's a Miami team that scored three runs or fewer in 15 consecutive games, which is really hard to do, let's be honest. But at the same time, 10 strikeouts in seven innings against anybody for a guy who doesn't have a whole lot on the back of the baseball card, that to me it was a really, really good outing. So I think between Elder and Anderson and Mueller, these guys should all go down with a head of steam to AAA. Hopefully that continues, and who knows, maybe one or two of those guys could have a big impact on what this team does in September and then going into October as well.
Here's what you weren't sure about from Anderson, Mueller, or Elder. Think about it. From all three, mindset, plan, execution. And you got all three from all three. It was Ian Anderson, don't sulk. Kyle Mueller, you know they're watching you. Bryce Elder, I don't know what you're going to be maybe at any point this year, if anything, but without looking too far ahead, we talked about this, I think, on Friday and Saturday. The 2023 thing is taking shape in the back room someplace. Now, Alex Anthopoulos and his people, but mostly Alex Anthopoulos, he's got a board that we don't see. And in, you know, going into 2023, a big part of that board is always, what do I think I need in my starting pitching? And for years, we've seen it with three regimes in a row. I got to spend $10 million for that guy. I got to spend $11 million for that guy. 1 year, it was three guys. That was the R.A. Dickey year where you found three guys for like $34 million. You go, we ain't good enough. We got to go sign veterans. Elder, Mueller, Ian Anderson certainly being a part of it in his mind and maybe in reality. I think the 2023 board, one start doesn't do it, but maybe having to go out and spending $15, $16 million on that veteran eat-em-up innings guy at the back end of the rotation might not really be in play for the first time in a while around here.
Yeah, no question about it. And again, what the Braves do this offseason could really be influenced by a number of guys, whether it's pitching or whether it's Vaughn Grissom or whether it's what you've seen from some of these other guys that have come up and made an impact. It's just been so much fun to see. And again, as you look at Spencer Strider tonight, another guy who could factor in that equation. What is his role? Is he a starter? Is he a reliever? We'll see. Time will tell. And boy, you want to talk about a guy who wants another crack at the Mets? Well, you get it here tonight for game one.
Well, do you want the good news or the bad news?
Let's start with the bad news. I like getting that out of the way.
The Mets want another crack at him to make it worse.
Right.
You want to know what the good news is?
Sure.
I'm not even kidding you. There is good news. I think Spencer Strider, by saying what he said last week, has had a week to think about what it is he needs to do. And again, I'm not talking about getting spooked or just going to the mound and trying to throw 3 miles per hour harder. I think there's that, okay, what do I do to take away whatever it is they might? I'm going to pitch to my strengths. This lineup is really good. You don't go out 35 games over 500 unless you're a good lineup. But for me, Spencer Strider's had a few days to think about now, not just what he said, but what is he going to do? What is he going to be? And we've all sort of pimped the idea that when he came out of the bullpen and gave you 3 innings, you go, well, that's kind of rare. That doesn't happen. Wait, that guy's throwing 100 miles an hour. That's kind of rare. That kind of doesn't happen with a guy that size. And now he gets to show a little bit of what his mentality is. But look, could he be bled to death tonight? Could he get squeezed behind a plate? No doubt about it. I don't think you're allowed to say what he said 2 weeks in a row, like two starts in a row. So it's on the line for him. We'll find out a little bit of his makeup tonight. I think that's good news. I think the good news is you're going to find out a little bit about the guy today.
I do too. And he's gotten a couple extra days in between to get himself ready. You know, they asked me this morning on the locker room when I do my segment on Atlanta Braves Today, what do you want to see out of him? And I just said, you know, to be honest with you, for a guy who's been relatively composed and not let a lot of things bother him, I thought he did last time, whether it was the strike zone or whether it was the environment. I just didn't see the same Spencer Strider. I want to see the guy that we saw all those first, you know, handful of starts that didn't let anything get to him. That's what I'm really – I'm looking for body language more than anything.
Yeah,
tonight,
the bullpen guy. Listen, we first saw coming out of the bullpen. Well, this guy's got some stones. He's standing up straight. It's pitch and catch. He's not walking around. He's not huffing and puffing. He's not complaining about any calls. And again, I'm not telling you that it doesn't get ratcheted up a little bit. Whatever your inner drive is, whatever you're trying to prove, it does have to be controlled, though. And look, it's not like he was hysterical, and it's not like he went in ranting and raving at the end of that game talking about the Mets getting a little bit lucky. We'll see in October. The biggest mistake I think he made is, no, we're going to see in August. We're going to see a week from now. And I know what he meant. But he looked a little bit too far ahead. You know what I mean? Like, he might end up getting two more starts against his team. I got to see how the whole thing plays out. But it's not October for him. It's not October for his performance against the Mets. His ability to bring the Braves closer or to certainly do no damage is now. And it's not October. So we'll see. And look, the Mets at the end of the day, Vogelbach comes up with another big home run. I didn't even know this. Chris Bassett's up to 24 scoreless innings. And Trevor Williams, He's got 20 in a row. So while we talk about, you know, Diaz and we talk about DeGrom and Scherzer, Bassett was really good to begin the year. Then he's sort of regression to the norm. He's been good again. Trevor Williams is a guy who's been really good coming out of the pen for them. So it's a more complete baseball team. The only thing we keep saying they don't do overly well is hit home runs. This side of Pete Alonso, you got Vogelbach to do it. You know that he did it yesterday. He did what he was brought here to do. You know, go hit a home run and watch the crowd go crazy. You know, check that box because he's certainly capable of doing that. If they bring the home run thing to it, because they bust your ass with ABs. The Grissom AB yesterday was the best AB of the day, no doubt about it. And that's 11 pitches, so it sort of stands out. Watch Mets hitters, the 7-8s, you know, the 7-8-9 type of pitch ABs. This team really does wear you down a little bit. And I agree with you that the mental makeup of Spencer Strider, if that happens once or twice to him early, is he frustrated or not? Is he kicking dirt or not? You better win those battles. Because if the Mets win those battles, now all of a sudden you got a little bit more of a problem inning by inning.
Yeah, no question about it. We'll keep our fingers crossed that he can keep his emotions in check. Should be a good matchup tonight. Spencer Strider and Carlos Carrasco. You and I have the Ford leadoff show 6:05 Eastern. First pitch 7:20. And again, four with the Mets starting tonight. You're 5.5 out. Again, no one's going to win the division or lose it this week, but you want to play well. And look, I'm not saying this is there's any payback or any thing on the line here, but again, you lose four out of five. You want to step up and play better against this first place team. So try to keep a little pressure on them, see what happens here. And then, of course, you have the Astros this weekend. So this is going to be a fun seven-game homestand, man. There's going to be a playoff-type atmosphere. It's going to be 42,000 a night in the building, and I can't wait to get over there later on this evening.
All right, very quickly, we don't know if we're going to see Travis d'Arnaud. It's gotten a little bit okay. We did see Ronald Acuña late, even though it was he didn't have to do anything. It was just go down there, take 90 feet. But that's a good sign, certainly, for going into today. I would imagine if you – we're going to use him in a pinch hitting spot. He's going to be available today. No more word on d'Arnaud. I don't know if you'll get it. I got to get into the building early to do a little bit of something. We'll find out what a lineup looks like, and we'll find out if Travis d'Arnaud is in there and what you want to do with the DH. Marcelo Zuna, to me, I'm getting a little frustrated with him, but you had a good weekend, so we're not going to go into that now. I just want to mention this, though. While you're right today, doesn't mean whether you win or lose the division. Anthony DiComo for MLB.com, who covers the Mets. Could Mets NL East pursuit wrap up early? And this week, how about this? If you remember, if I remember, on Sunday night, do you think I'm going to be able to ask you, do you think the Braves still can win the division? That question on Sunday night after the Mets and the Astros, I think we'll have a definitive answer.
I think you're right. Yes, I will agree with you on that one.
On Sunday night, I think we'll be able to look at each other and go, do they have a chance to win the NL East? And we will have a definitive answer.
Yeah, I'm with you. I do think this is it's a pivotal week. Look, you're starting. Here's the deal. Even if you split these four games, which, you know, isn't the worst thing in the world, it's 4 days off the calendar. And you're talking about 40-some-odd games to go.
And
so
the math
starts becoming.
Yeah, four of the seven that you're playing them, four of them are gone.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So the math starts getting rather cumbersome, especially when you start looking at the Mets schedule in the month of September. So I do agree with you. In 6 days from now, we'll be able to do this podcast and say definitively, are they still in, or is it time to start talking about a wild card?
Yeah. And again, how you do against two teams, Houston's playing as well, better than anybody probably in the American League right now. We know what the Mets did to you and what the Mets are. The second best team, I think, in the National League, obviously behind the Dodgers at this point. I think in 6 days, yes, the seven games. Yes.
Yeah, seven. Yeah.
Yeah. Sunday night after seven games, you and I will be able to say, yeah, they have a chance or nope, it's done. I do think this week is that sort of week, even before the calendar hits September. It's dangerous to do that in baseball, but I do think the tell of this week, the actual results plus the tell of it might give us an opportunity to have that type of conversation.
Well, at least we're waiting until the third week of August to do it instead of doing it prior to Memorial Day. I'm just saying.
Yeah. No, look, I don't really I'm not about to get online and say, well, it's over. You know, the Braves are going to win or the Braves are going to lose. I just think the real thing is this week, it's enough of a test to know emotionally. And this is the emotional part of it. Do you think that you, me, anybody talking to the Braves fans, getting on the radio, talking to the Braves Radio Network, will we all come to something close to a conclusion? 100% never happens. But will there be closer to a conclusion? Hey, you see what they just did? They're in it. They're three games out. This is going to be good. Or it's eight. And even at 5.5, we'll have a different conversation. But it could be eight, could be three, could be any different number between those two, maybe even a little bit better than that. But I think on Sunday night, there'll be an emotional attachment to these results as well as the actual results themselves. We'll find out. If we remember, we'll try to do this on Sunday night for Monday morning, coming up 1 week from today. All right, Kevin and I will be back all week long, Braves Daily Podcast. Thanks for being a part of it. You know the matchup tonight. It's Strider Carrasco. Taiwan Walker will go. Remember, he's the guy that the Braves beat up. It was the only blip for the Mets that weekend in those five games. We'll find out again if they can start it off on the right path against Carrasco tonight. All right, thank you. Thank you to Hooters. Thank you for you guys for actually popping in over the course of the year. It's going to get interesting, no doubt about it. We believe that the fan base is going to be ratcheted up emotionally as football is starting, NFL, college football. We know that there's a pull maybe to some other things, but Braves fans are certainly keeping an eye on this series against the Mets and then the Houston one coming up on the weekend. And then as we push towards September 1st, what September will mean for the team trying to defend the World Series championship. Again, thanks to Hooters. Don't forget, if they're playing golf, if they're UFC, big UFC weekend. Boxing was actually on free TV, but you had an opportunity Saturday night to watch it at Hooters. Plus Braves games, plus anything else you might want, including preseason football and college football coming. Hooters will give it to you. Bigger TVs, more TVs, refurbished restaurants across the country. I want to thank them for being a part of Braves Daily Podcast.
The warm air, the sounds of baseball, it's got you thinking about hitting the road. And no matter where your adventures take you, Subaru of Gwinnett has a vehicle to get you there safely and in style. Like the 2024 Subaru Outback, sporting standard symmetrical all-wheel drive and up to 32 miles per gallon. Or the 2024 Subaru Forester, the SUV with a spacious and comfortable interior for everyone you want to bring along. Start your shopping online at SubaruofGwinnett.com, then come see us for a test drive on Satellite Boulevard in Duluth.
This morning in North Carolina, wheels are spinning. Determination is winning. A passion is now a thriving business, and it shows no signs of slowing down. How? The power of a conversation. Like the one Clint Spiegel had with First Horizon Bank about starting a bike wheel manufacturing facility in Asheville. Now it's not just talk, it's rubber meets road. First Horizon Bank, let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Clint. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.